You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, March 25th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 400 meters. That's the length of a container ship that's stuck in the Suez Canal. It's a bit less than a quarter mile. The ship is operated by Taiwan-based Evergreen Group. Called the Ever Given, the ship became stuck sideways in the canal on Tuesday, with its bow wedged into one bank and its stern almost touching the other side. For reference, if it were stood up, the ship would be taller than the Empire State Building. The ship has blocked all traffic along the canal, and already over 100 ships are waiting to pass through. The Suez Canal is one of the busiest waterways in the world, and it's a major conduit for tankers carrying oil and natural gas from the Middle East. The traffic jam has sent oil prices higher, as analysts expect the situation to cause ongoing delays and higher freight costs. The next number up is 3%. That's the percentage of the U.S. spirits market represented by prepared cocktails. But some analysts think the market could explode in the next few years. A new report from analysts at Bank of America is bullish on the prospects of the prepared cocktails segment. The Bank of America team looked at the number of Instagram conversations about prepared cocktails. Fewer people are posting about these cocktails as compared with hard seltzers, but they appear to be more popular than hard seltzers were when those beverages first took off. Prepared cocktails include spirits as an ingredient, giving them a higher price and alcohol content than hard seltzers. In Canada, the ready-to-drink cocktails already see more sales than traditional spirits, but they are taxed more favorably there. Our last number is 424%. That's how much Winnebago's backlog for motorhomes has grown over the past year. Since last year, the pandemic caused many people to put a hold on their travel plans, but the people who did take vacations were much more likely to drive than fly. That helped boost Winnebago's business. RVs and motorhomes offered a way to travel across the country without the risks associated with hotels or airports. Nowadays, more traditional forms of travel are making a comeback as people get vaccinated. But Winnebago's latest sales numbers suggest it's not experiencing a slowdown. The company attributes that to a greater interest in the outdoors. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, March 25th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.